KSRN News, I'm John Scott. With last night's CNN-Trump-Biden debate now in the history books, the political world is reacting to the frail appearance of President Joe Biden. A CNN instant poll of debate watchers indicated that Donald Trump won the night by 67% to 37%. And on the Salem Media Group News magazine, This Week on the Hill, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson agrees.
Yeah, let's choose our metaphors. I'd call it a five-alarm fire. It really is. That was the biggest mismatch in the history of presidential debates, and it was watched with in huge numbers by the American people, and now they're having to acknowledge the objective truth. There was only one man on that stage who is capable and qualified of serving as our next president, and that's Donald Trump.
Speaker Johnson adds that, in his words, November cannot get here soon enough. The complete interview will air on Salem's This Week on the Hill, Saturday, on radio stations nationwide and on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, Russia's defense ministry says officials have been ordered to prepare a response to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea.
The ministry says the drones conduct intelligence and targeting for precision weapons supplied to the Ukrainian military by Western countries for strikes on Russian facilities. And Russia says such flights increase the risk of a direct confrontation between NATO and the Russian Federation, and that NATO members will bear responsibility for that. Washington and Moscow have clashed before over U.S. drones in the Black Sea. Today's statement by Russia follows a Ukrainian attack on Crimea's largest city last weekend with U.S.-made missiles, which Russia claims killed four and injured 150. I'm Donna Water.
Stocks have been fluctuating and are now lower. The Dow is off 14 points, the Nasdaq down 14 also. This is SRN News. A leading Canadian school hosts a drag queen summer camp.
The University of British Columbia describes the event as a, quote, leadership and learning summer camp for queer, trans, two-spirit, questioning, and allied youth from across BC and the Yukon. Drag queens will be in attendance and will teach the children how to perform with the goal of helping them, quote, imagine being whomever they want. UBC says it also wants to free kids from what it calls the colonial notions of the nuclear family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden is pardoning potentially thousands of former U.S. service members convicted of violating a now-repealed military ban on homosexuality. Mr. Biden's action grants a pardon to those who were convicted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice's former Article 125. The law has been on the books since 1951, was eliminated in 2013. This is SRN News. Bolivia's president denies allegations of orchestrating a failed coup led by the country's former army chief.
Shortly before he was arrested on Wednesday, General Zuniga told reporters he'd been ordered to stage the uprising by the president, who the military chief said had wanted to boost his popularity and appear as a strongman. President Arce denies this, but General Zuniga's exact motives for taking troops into the center of La Paz are unclear. The general said he wanted to create real democracy, but had been dismissed earlier in the week after saying he would not allow the former left-wing leader, Evo Morales, to return to power in Bolivia. So far, 17 people have been arrested, accused of involvement in the plot.
The BBC's Warren Bull. Thousands of protesters storming the Kenyan parliament, calling for legislators to vote against a finance bill that would increase taxes in the country. 20 protesters were killed. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.